Jefferson County Judge Randy Koshnick did not take public financing in his unsuccessful race for the state Supreme Court, but at the press conference where Koshnick announced his candidacy back in November of last year, he was asked directly, quote, "How do you feel about public financing?" To which Koshnick responded,
"I think that's a great idea."
Koshnick went on to say that he wasn't rich and that he hoped to raise enough money from individuals to run a serious campaign. But, he added,
"I think that public financing would enable legitimate candidates to run without necessarily having to be independently wealthy. It might also reduce the influence of these third-party groups, who obviously wield a lot of power and money."
Despite that praise for public financing on the campaign trail, Koshnick is now trying to overturn the entirety of Wisconsin's new public financing law. Koshnick's office referred questions about the lawsuit to his attorney, Jim Troupas.
The context of that statement and the context of what we face today are very, very different. The law that was passed is not in any real sense public financing of a campaign. What this is it's a financing of speech against others who are not participating or who wish to not to take funds.
Troupas says he doesn't know what kind of public financing Koshnick once favored. His suit calls Wisconsin's new law an unconstitutional legislative scheme. Koshnick's complaint is the second challenge to the new law. Wisconsin Right to Life was the first to sue, saying the new law chilled its free speech rights. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.